It's not my idea. It's His. So what do you say? I embrace it and let Him be all that He wants to be in me and in you. Amen?
Amen.
This is why we have the right to pray for the sick tonight. Amen. Establish your heart tonight. That was the word of the Lord. Let your heart be established. It is, watch this. It is the will of God to heal. If we don't establish that, we can never pray the prayer of faith. You're going to pray the prayer of hope, so I hope tonight's the night. Boy, it'd be great if God does. You're going to pray the prayer of something, but it won't be faith. Faith is the substance, the realization of your hope. So if you hope to be healed, faith is the realization of why to be healed and how the healing comes, and that it's the yes of God. So faith is a step beyond your hope. Okay? Who knows that most people have hope? Most people. Satan would love to get you hopeless. That's a sorry day too. But faith. The world says don't get your... Do you know Christians even say that because they've seen so much loss? They say, look, we prayed for Shirley, Joni, Sherry, and Barb, and we didn't see much happen. So, man, I just hope this one takes, but don't get your hope up. Who's been around that stuff? That's the devil. Because hope, Hebrews 6, is the anchor to your soul. And it takes you through the veil into the presence of God. Oh, God. My hope takes me into where I need to be because I see Jesus. He's the hope of my salvation. But faith is the realization of that hope. It's the revelation of what He's accomplished and released to me as a child of God. Do you get it? The evidence.